there's going to be a lot of things that come across your desk. And if you're not laser focused on that, you can get off track. And students, man, a lot of them can be very passionate about things. If we don't keep that in front of us all the time, right. What are we doing? Man, we're preaching the gospel. We're taking the gospel.
Right.
And what's going to happen is God's going to bless that, right? And so we're equipped and we can empower that passion and get those Christian students fired up for spreading the gospel.
Working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Welcome everyone to the First Priority Podcast. We are glad that you are here once again. Got with me Mark Robbins. Mark, how's it going today?
Hey Brad, it's going good. It's a beautiful Monday. I'm in God's great outdoors here at the moment, so excited for our discussion today.
Yes, yes, it is beautiful today. I hear the birds chirping in the background once in a while.
Yeah, man.
it beats the fan in my room, trying to keep it from getting too warm and humid in here. Well, we just want to take a moment on this podcast. We're bringing in Chris Lane once again. He was on about six months ago talking mission vision. And this is just a topic of conversation that we feel needs to be said more often than not, that, you know, people don't just get it the first time they hear it. They take 7 or 10 different times to really, truly understand who you are and what you do and why you do what you do. And so we just wanted to have him back on again and say, hey, let's have the same conversation over.
Hey, Brad, I agree with that. And in fact, when we started talking about redoing this, my mind went to a book that's one of my favorites. And I'm not really doing a plug for the author here, but there's a book out there called Making Vision Stick by Mr. Andy Stanley. And boy, that's just the premise of that book is talking about how you got to just keep casting vision and mission, and you got to keep putting it in front of folks all the time. And so for us to have Chris back on today and revisiting this is, in my view, very important, and we need to do this often. So I'm excited.
Well, and just so everybody keeps listening, I know for me, even having the conversation again, I just had this conversation with a new director on Friday and had it again here today, and always learning new things. So I encourage you to grab a pencil, a piece of paper, or an Apple Pencil and a tablet, and take some notes.
Yep.
Let's jump in.
Chris, we are excited to have you on the FP podcast today, but before we get started here, why don't you jump in and tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and your history with FP, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, good stuff, guys. Thanks for having me. Chris Lane down here with First Priority of South Florida. Been on the team here, started in 22 years ago. So, man, God's been doing some cool stuff. Really excited about reaching students here in South Florida with the gospel. My wife, Wendy, and I, we got four boys, Josh, Jake, Jonathan, and Josiah. Josh just got married about 2 weeks ago, so we're pretty fired up to have our first daughter in the family. So it's our story, and we're South Florida natives.
That's awesome.
Wow. Cool. Well, let's jump in and talk just the big picture of First Priority. We like to do this every once in a while. You did this with us back in January as well, but, you know, we like to keep the main thing the main thing. I think somebody once said, right? So
yeah,
let's talk mission, vision, first priority.
Yeah, man. You know, just if you want to just like start off from like the corporate statement, you know, the mission of First Priority is to take the hope of Jesus to every student, right? I mean, that's what that's what our big vision is, man. We want to see every student come into a personal relationship with Jesus. So that's kind of where it all starts. That's kind of the driving force of, obviously, First Priority of America should be the driving force of every chapter and is the driving force here at First Priority in South Florida.
Correct. Correct. And everything else falls in line with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of look at it like those are like, that's like the guardrails, right? Like that's the guardrails. And keep you, you know, going like, man, just keeping your focus on the vision, right? Taking the hope of Christ to every student. I mean, the cool thing is here within First Priority. We've got these core values that really, you know, kind of keep our vision in that tunnel, right? And it's gospel focused, student led, you know, strategy based, and local church engaged, right? Those are the things that those guardrails, again, that keep the vision, keep us going on the vision. Like if we get outside of those things, if we're not gospel focused, if we become focused on something else, then we lose our vision, right? We're going in the wrong direction. If we're not student led, then we're not legal and we're off track. We're not following our vision. If we don't have a good strategy and a plan for what we're doing, then we can be all kinds of things. And if we're not engaging the local church, then we just become, you know, like we just become a parachurch organization that's not, you know, helping the church accomplish the mission. We're getting them to help us accomplish ours. So it's really just, you know, keeping these things in front of you at all time. I like that we're revisiting it here 6 months later. I think for myself as a leader, I have to revisit these things, these core values, our vision statement, our mission statement, continually to make sure that we're staying focused and on track.
Correct.
Hey, yeah, that's good, Chris. You know, you and I have been doing this a long time, and I think we've, over the years, you know, you hear the term mission drift and all that kind of stuff, but speak to us a minute, you know, on how important it is when you're talking about donors and, you know, we're a strategy for the church. So, you know, it feels like, and I know it's really important to stay on mission when you got people out there supporting you and keeping that main thing the main thing. So talk a little bit about how the importance of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like if you're not staying on track, then you're not being faithful to what your people, your partners, right? We can call donors partners, right? Partners in ministry, because they're giving, but they're in partnership. Isn't that what, you know, not what we see throughout the New Testament, Paul starting these churches, he said, I'm partnering with you in the spread of the gospel. And they were, you know, supporting his work and he was encouraging them and teaching. And it's like, okay, so like there's people that are businessmen or, you know, people that have just been blessed financially that can help support and partner with you in the ministry as a donor, right? They want to give because without funding, ministry can't survive, right? Like we have to pay bills. We have to have resources. We have to do all these things that kind of, you know, pour into the ministry to enhance the resources to reach students with the gospel. So if we get off track and you know, start going another way, then we're not being credible to our vision, right? So somebody signs up and we say, hey, man, you're going to partner with us to reach the campus and we're going to take the hope of Christ to every student. Then we start doing something else. It's like, hey, I gave and supported and God touched my heart because, you know, I had this vision. I had this common, you know, desire to reach students. And now you changed your course. So you have to stick to that. And most people, you know, in the world, maybe that are your partners and donors or maybe business people, right? And corporate America, they have vision statements and missions and goals. And it's the same for us in ministry. We ought to have the same thing to show them that, hey, man, we're professional in what we do. We know what we're called and we're passionate about it.
I like what you said just a moment ago, that it's good to talk about this every 6 months, because even for me, I just had a guy in town last week. Mark and I were in Nashville training a new director, and you get into all the details and you realize, I remember talking to him about Epic Cycle that we're doing this fall, and everything that we do falls really between the I and the C. Because the I is where they're invited to hear the gospel and the C is where we connect them back to the local church again. And really, you know, the local church engage, we want to be pro-church, not para-church, right? And all the little one-liners that we can say that describe how we take the hope of Christ to every student. But really all of that how comes back down to the words of Jesus are spoken to people who have never heard it before and we connect them right back to the local church. And everything is really around those 2 weeks. And what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing.
Very good. Yeah, very good, Brad. I really like that. Very good. Exactly. I mean, you said it perfectly right there, you know, between the I and the C. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
Can we just end right there?
Yeah. Well, listen, you did say like mission vision. So the vision is to unite the body of Christ, right? With a plan of action to influence the school with the gospel. So again, if you're not keeping that in the forefront of your mind, there's going to be a lot of things that come across your desk that, you know, hey, man, do this. Hey, get involved in that. Hey, here's an email. Join us in this. And if you're not laser focused on that, you can get off track. And we've seen that over the years, all of us in our personal lives and our ministry lives, we can get off track, right? We can lose sight of, and what's the main thing? What's the call? What's the end goal? What's the final result? And we can get off that, but we have to do that. And that's what I love about, like, first party is so effective, right? Because there's been so many years, so much experience, so much success that God has given so many different cities across our country, big cities, small cities, rural, suburban, all these areas that man, people might be different, but in the same sense, people are the same, right? Lost people are lost, and they need the hope of the gospel. And you know, it's like we were sharing today on our team, sharing with them Romans chapter 10, right? And verse 1, Paul is like, my heart's desire and my prayer is that the Israelites would be saved. And it's like, man, like that's the goal, right? Like Paul's goal was that his people, his countrymen, his clan would come to Christ, right? The Israelite nation, whom he is and was passionate. But then he goes on in verse 2 and he's like, and following, he's like, but they have this knowledge of God, but they've never submitted to Jesus. And it's like, man, that's what we're about, right? There's people out there, they may have a knowledge of God, they may not know who he is, but the bottom line is they've never submitted their life to Christ. And then you go on and it's like, and if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved. So it's like, man, that's what we do. We're taking this good news of the gospel. And then you go down into verse 13 to 15, right? How can people hear if nobody tells them? How can they believe if they've never heard? How can people go if they're not sent? How can people hear if nobody preaches to them? It's like, well, that's what we do. We're accomplishing this God-given mission, right? Matthew 28, the Great Commission, go into all the world and baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, making disciples, right? Go and preach the good news. Mark 16:15. Here's what we're called to do. So let's just keep that in front of us all the time. Right. What are we doing? Man, we're preaching the gospel. We're taking the gospel.
Right.
We're telling kids that Jesus died on the cross for their sins. They can have a personal relationship. Boom, man. And what's going to happen is God's going to bless that, right? That's not really like, I didn't make that up. You didn't make that up. This was our mandate from God. And then he says, and lo, the Holy Spirit will be with you. And so we're equipped and we can empower, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. We can challenge and encourage others to go do this. And that's what I love about it. Because students, man, a lot of them can be very passionate about things. And if we don't bridle that passion and get those Christian students fired up for spreading the gospel, well, they'll get on some other topic. They'll get on some other issue. But that issue is probably, I believe, not as important as the spread of the gospel.
Hey, man, I agree with that, Chris. That's awesome what you just said, especially just tying all the scripture into that. And you know, there's a lot of good things out there, but, you know, I've been around this a long time and you have, because I love, you know, we do one thing and we try to just do it well and do it often. And that is getting the gospel out into the lives of middle and high school students.
Yeah, that's good, Mark. And that's one thing that I love, like you do about First Party. Like you just said, man, we're just going to be hopefully and prayerfully, we're going to be the best at doing this. Like that's not in a prideful way, but we believe in excellence, right? We want to do this with great, you know, greatness and with excellence. And we want to do it farther and greater and more than ever before. You know, I was talking with Brad earlier, last time we had the podcast, and kind of shared like our upcoming, you know, kind of goals and things were, and there were three T's, right? Things that we were investing in our ministry here in South Florida. And I think anybody can use these, right? And they're not really original with us, but we're investing in our team and our territory and in technology. And we had a real heart for this, right? We got to get the right people, right? So some cities, they might need to hire some new staff, like add some people because the person might be getting worn out, or they might be strong in one area, but they're weak in other areas. Like I'm not good at everything, but I can get some people on the team that can compliment me, right? If everybody was just like me, it wouldn't be good, right? So we got to have people that come alongside and have different gifts of us, different strengths, because I have weaknesses. So how are we building the team, the right people that are gifted and passionate? Are we looking for expansion, right? Maybe there's people listening. It's like, man, there's a town or a county or a community you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes away. Like, how are we going to expand into that one? Because you know what? Those students need Jesus too on those camps. Right. Is there somebody over in a territory nearby that needs Jesus? Is there a passionate leader that we know that we can drive over there, get with them, pray it up? And then how are we using technology for our benefit, right? How are we using social media? How are we going to develop our app, our presence on the web, so that people can download things and have them a little bit easier so that we can go farther and it doesn't cost as much and right. people can plug and play things. So I think those are things that we can all look at, right? In our mm-hmm. different areas, as we stick to the vision and the mission, how can we use these things to expand the ministry of First Priority that God has entrusted us with?
That's right.
That's right. Good. That's good.
It's a good word, Chris. Appreciate Amen. Your leadership all these years and
man.
Keeping the main thing for all of us.
Amen. Definitely well, you know, there's been a lot of people that have gone before me. There's a lot of people in First Priority of America that I've learned from.
Yep.
That's one of the greatest things that we have is awesome people called by God that love Jesus and love this next generation, and their heart's desire and prayers that students would get saved. And mm-hmm. and we learn from each other, right? Like we're picking up ideas mm-hmm. and we're on conference calls, or we're in person at conferences, or we're at regional meetings where we're iron sharpening iron and we're learning from each other, right? Like I could tell you everybody in First Priority that I've gleaned from and learned something yeah. from or copied something from, right? Like, and that's what's great about it, you know, is yeah, everybody's mm-hmm. like, hey man, we want to see each other succeed because yep. that's the kingdom of God, right? I want to see kids in Tennessee get saved, in Kentucky, in Mississippi, in Alabama, in South Carolina, in California, in Texas, in Colorado. Yep. I want to see kids everywhere come to Christ, not just in yep. my own community. So that's what's great about it, man. I love the vision, the mission, core values of First Priority. Again, take those, put them down. Those are the things, the guardrails that keep you focused on accomplishing the mission, you know, taking the hope of Christ to every student.
One of the things I like about you the most there is you've said that to me early. Got to keep it simple. Got to keep it mm-hmm. moving. Got to keep it going forward. You can sit there and analyze every situation. You walk into a Christian school and be like, oh yeah, should we change this or change that or do this or do that? And you're like, no, we do First Priority. We got mm-hmm. 400 schools that we got to cover in South Florida. We're not there yet. And we're not going to change nothing because we're not going to get there if we do. So keep it simple. Yeah. Keep it moving forward. These couple things, tape the hope of Christ to every student by being student led, uniting the church, and let's go. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So appreciate that about you.
I do too. And I want to echo Brad, Chris, you guys setting a standard of excellence and a standard of commitment all these years, because you've set a path there that a lot of folks look to, and we appreciate your commitment to that.
That's right.
Well, that's mutual. That's likewise, guys. I love you guys. Pray for you often because we know it's a big deal. And I want to say this to encourage you guys and to encourage myself and to encourage all these other cities is, you know, let's don't give up, man. Let's don't give up. You mm-hmm. know, like God has us here and he strategically placed all of us where we are and God has given us that leadership responsibility to lead this and to take this. And it won't always be easy. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be difficulties, but that's what his word says, right? It's not going to always be easy. I mean, you look in the book of Acts and it's like, and look at all the things they went through, but the resurrection was so real to them that they were holding on to that hope, right? Like, hey man, that they'd go into a city and they'd go to share the gospel. Hey man, you don't do that, or we're going to put you to death. And they're like, hey, we can't stop sharing this message. So if you got to do that, then you got to do it. But we got to do what we got to do. And man, the boldness of that. And so I pray for all of our cities today. Anybody listening to this, God's called you. Don't give up on it, man. Press on, press through, dig into the word, pray more fervently, get more people praying for you. Surround yourself with those people that can get in the trenches with you and just go for it, because God will honor that. And there'll be breakthroughs, right? It'll be days, Mark, you know this, right? You start off and there's days like, man, things are happening. It's great. And then you run into a wall and you're like, are we ever going to get through this? I mean, are we ever going to get past this threshold or this milestone? Are we ever going to get to the next level? And you feel mm-hmm. like, no. And then, man, God God releases power and strongholds are broken and we move through. And then here you go, man. You're like, whatever happened? And it's like, man, the power of God displayed his glory. Right. Here we are, you know, like, it's not me, guys. It's not me. I'm not that smart. Brad, you say, hey, I like it. You keep it simple. I got no other choice, man. I'm a simple man, brother. Like, that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's it,
right.
You know? And that's my encouragement for everybody, man. It's like, let's just keep on going. Let's don't give up the hope, you know?
I hope to see everybody
in October. I hope people listening to this will be at the conference in October, right? So we can find each other and encourage each other.
That's right.
Sharpen some iron.
Amen. That's right.
For those of you who don't know, Chris is referring to our fall conference. It's up there on our website. You can check that out and register for that if you're a first party leader. Chris, if they want to follow along with you, what's the best way for them to do that if they want to see what's going on in South Florida or with Chris Lane?
Yeah, the best thing is our First Priority Instagram. It's just First Priority SF on Instagram. And we have a gal here, man. She's on our team. And one of her responsibilities is running our socials. I'm not very good on social media. I'm an old guy, but she's really good. And, you know, man, follow them and they'll follow you back. And you'll see a lot of interaction and stuff like that. That's a good thing to get on there. And it'd be really cool. You see stories, you see kids, you hear testimonies, you keep track of us. And we're following most everybody out there too. To gain ideas, right? You just get ideas from people. By doing that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, thanks, Chris, for joining us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome, man. Look forward to chatting, obviously, before then, but then seeing you guys face-to-face in October. It's going to be good to get everybody back together again, isn't it?
It really is. There's a lot of energy around that, so we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool.
See you guys.
Thanks, man.
Well, that is yet another good conversation. Shout out to Chris Lane for joining us. Mark, what did you enjoy about that the most?
Hey, man, that was a great discussion. And I tell you, Brad, it's just those guys have kept it inside the boundaries, as we talked about on that. And I think, man, to look at a 20-plus-year-old organization that's stayed focused on one thing and really worked at it, it's just impressive. And that's what we're trying to do all over the country. So it's exciting.
That's right. Well, one of the things I don't think we said is really the mission is our focus, right? To take the hope of Christ to our students. The vision, and Chris mentioned core values, and he mentioned the three T's and all the other things. Those are things of just how to accomplish our mission, right? It's how do we accomplish it? We stay gospel focused. We are student led. We're strategy based. We local church engaged. Those are four things that just talk to you about how we take the hope of Christ to every student. And so keeping the list simple, keeping the list short, and just helps keep things easier, because we can't do as much as my wife and I talk about multitasking on occasion. I'm not very good at that. I can only do one thing at a time. So keep it simple.
Yeah. I agree. And I think folks appreciate that about the First Priority strategy, is because, you know, Chris talked about technology and team and things like that. And we leverage people and assets and things that are already there, and with the whole goal of reaching kids with the gospel and then plugging them back into the church. And we talked about our partners, but I know folks appreciate, and I hate to say this, but the simplicity of First Priority, which really is the focus of it. So I think
That's awesome. That's right. Well, thanks to all of our listeners who listened on again today. We are glad that you did. Please, if you have not done so, give us a subscribe on our channel. That helps us to know that you're listening, and keeps us motivated moving forward. And we thank you for doing that. And Mark, until next week.
See you then, Brad.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.